Good morning, and welcome again to another edition of Studies in the Gospels, a program that is heard each week here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAleer, your host for this program. And on Studies in the Gospels, each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And today we begin a very important section of our study as we begin today to consider the events of the resurrection and those days that followed. Today we are going to consider the morning of the resurrection. Today we'll be in Matthew chapter 28. In verses 2 through 4 for our text today. Last week, we were looking at the lowest point in man's history. Man had killed the Son of God, and he was dead and buried in the tomb. But now notice Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Now let's go back to verse 2 again. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. This earthquake was apparently much like the one 3 days earlier at the scene of the cross. It seems that it was great in intensity and powerful, yet it was small in scope or area. Let's recall that event from 3 days earlier, back in chapter 27, in verses 51 and 52. Then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. The earth had quaked at the lowest point of man's existence, when man had killed the only hope of salvation open to man. And the earth had now quaked at the highest point of man's existence, when the only hope of salvation open to man had risen from the grave. A powerful angel of the Lord appeared. The power of this angel is demonstrated by his strength in removing the stone from the opening of the tomb. After the angel had rolled the great stone back from the tomb, we are told that He then sat down upon the stone. Verse 3 reveals more to us about this mighty angel. Notice verse 3. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. I believe we need to consider for a moment the upheaval taking place at this time, and the fact that very similar things had occurred upon the death of the Lord. This angel had appeared suddenly. This earthquake occurred with great intensity, an intensity that would have struck fear into the heart of any men present within the scope of this event. Even battle-hardened soldiers that would have been assigned to guard the tomb of Jesus. No ordinary man would have been able to roll the stone away. And no ordinary man would be able to overcome the company of guards that had been set watch over the tomb. For to those men assigned to guard the tomb, for them to allow the entrance of someone into the tomb would have been equal to signing their own death sentence. But the scripture describes the angel. It said that he had a countenance like lightning, and that his clothes were pure, that they were white like snow. To look upon this mighty, heavenly, angelic being would have certainly struck fear into the heart of anyone. J.W. McGarvey noted that the appearance and the action of this angel were majestic in the extreme. Listen to what McGarvey wrote. Imagine in your mind, at that, in an instant, this mighty being, filled with radiant light, comes from the heavenly realm, and imagine his luminous presence in the early morning light. With a powerful touch, he removes the giant stone from the door of the tomb. He stands tall and calm as a mighty earthquake of great intensity shakes and rattles the surrounding area. And then, having completed his task, he goes over and sits down upon the mighty stone which he had just previously moved. When we consider that, verse 4 then should come as no surprise to us. Verse 4. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Now recall, now these guards were present and they were witness to this event. It is little wonder that the Holy Spirit reveals to us that they were overcome with fear to the point that they passed out, that they appeared like they were dead. In fact, that's exactly what the Spirit reveals to us, that they were like dead men. These so-called dead men were certainly not cowardly little sissy boys. They were battle-hardened soldiers of the Roman Emperor's army. We might say that they were men's men. They were men that stood out among other men. They were the toughest of the tough. They were soldiers in the greatest army the world had known up to that point. But the Holy Spirit tells us that at the sight of this angel, they shook with fear and became as dead men. Man has always quaked in fear when in the presence of heavenly beings. Let's reflect back to what was an event of the Old Testament in Daniel chapter 5. Recall verses 5 and 6 and the reaction of man in the presence of a heavenly being. Daniel 5, verses 5 and 6. In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his hips were loosened, and his knees knocked against each other. And so, now the scene is set. And the events of the great resurrection morning are at hand. Praise be to God. He arose. Let's close today by reflecting on one of the beautiful hymns that we sing from time to time. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed. Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead. Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Death cannot keep its prey. Jesus, my Savior, He tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave He arose with a mighty triumph o'er His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Praise be to God that Jesus Christ arose. And with His rising, for you and I, the renewed hope of salvation, of eternal life. If the Lord wills, next week we will continue to examine the events of that resurrection morning as we look at the greatest days that man has ever known. Hallelujah. Christ arose. If the Lord wills, I'll see you next week at this same time for another edition of Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time and posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.